Hey ladies and gentlemen, it's James from We Do Tech, and today I'm going to be reviewing Axel and Pixel for Xbox Live Arcade. It's made by 2K Play as a part of Take-Two Interactive's umbrella. It's a real interesting game. It's a point-and-click puzzle adventure game which features a French artiste and his dog, and it's just a lovable game. There's not really a great deal that goes on in terms of the storyline. Basically, something happens in his hometown. This ice goblin decides to wreck his house, and this rat runs away with a key to their house. So they're all sort of locked in this weird underworld taking place between four seasons, and they're literally just trying to make their way back home. And towards the end of the game, you take on the ice goblin. I won't tell you how it all ends, but it's extremely well done. It's a storyline that's just a little bit odd, but it works extremely well. And it doesn't go too much into depth with the storyline. If you play the game, Axel and Pixel don't have much to say narrative-wise. It's kind of like watching an episode of Mr. Bean, where Mr. Bean will say once every now and then something English. It's kind of a little bit like that. Graphically, this game is unbelievable. It's like a mixture of art styles between hand-drawn art and photorealistic, like photos being used. Or if not, it looks like it's made to look like it's a photo, if you get what I'm saying. Really, really impressive stuff. And if for those that are wondering about the gameplay mechanics, it really is a sort of a point-and-click affair. And there is a sort of a magic cursor that you can use. So if you are searching the playing field, which you are in, you will have like your magic cursor go yellow when there's something that you are to interact with. Now, that doesn't unlock everything. You still have to use your mind to get round the puzzles. But we're not talking about a massive level of difficulty. There's towards the end of each season, it is varied up a little bit with mini games, and or more of a strategy game, like connecting things together, using the right amount of pipes. For instance, there's a pipe level you've got to fix, like a pipeline to progress. So it's kind of like, the best way to describe this game is if you put this game in its own world, like I was describing at the beginning, and then you throw in some tasks from the Crystal Maze. And that is the best way to describe this. I mean, it is so nicely put together. And these puzzle elements are not lame. They are very, very sophisticated. They're very well thought out. I.e. like having to point a glass, point the sun's ray through different directions in order to get the sun's ray on this stone, which then melts this stone and causes like a piece to come out, which you then use the piece to unlock and find your way through. It's just brilliantly thought out. There's no doubt about that. The sound is fantastic as well. There's a really sort of nice flowing sort of ambient audio that goes with it. Like I say, the sounds of Axel and Pixel, there's not much going on with them because they don't say a lot. But when they do say stuff, it is sort of done in a really nice sort of cute way. This game was completed in around about 4 hours. 4 to 5 hours would probably be a realistic target for completing this game. And it's 800 Microsoft points. So you're looking around about £7. Is it worth it? Absolutely. It's been one of the most enjoyable games I've played on Xbox Live Arcade this year. And the best way to sum this game up, if you're looking for a 2009's answer to Braid, this is it. There's no doubt about it. They've done such a great job at 2K with this game. I don't know what else to say other than it is fantastic. The mini games, like I say, are in there to freshen things up. You can also play them separate from the story mode, though you have to unlock some of the mini games in the story mode. There's different collectibles as well, which puts together sort of like an artist's drawings that you can pick up at the end of the game. You'll see that all come together. But those will literally just give you a little bit of added bite to the achievement factor and the achievements built on the game. So that is my audio review of Axel and Pixel. As you can see below, all the screenshots, and there's a trailer. I've been James from We Do Tech, and we give this 9.5 out of 10. See you later.